Hey guys, as we move into 2021, it is a great time for a fresh perspective. I came across a service from trulydivine.com. They offer an in-depth astrology and numerology, birth chart, and relationship readings. Really in-depth, easy to understand, and shockingly accurate readings into my personality traits and overall life direction. This is much more detailed than any other interpretation I had ever experienced. Combining astrology and numerology can give you a highly accurate view of your personality and life direction, including your uniqueness, your strengths, your challenges, and your emotional triggers. Understanding these aspects of your personality can help you understand your own thought patterns. Why is this important? Because these are the things that are actually keeping you stuck in repetitive cycles. So knowing this information will allow you to begin to create the life you really want. I would highly recommend their services to anyone interested in discovering themselves from a very unique perspective, individuals on the path of self-knowledge and awareness, or even if you're looking for an in-depth, complete reading of your birth chart. You can also use the discount Thrive, Thrive, for a limited time for 30% off their services. Trust me, you guys, you will be amazed at what you learn. So for more details, please visit trulydivine.com. Hey guys, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I am so excited that you are here. Let's dive right into this week's topic. So let's dive right into this topic because this is a great topic to get into because I know a lot of people really struggle with this. Now, if you are a human being, the chances are at some point in your life, you have been faced with the feeling of disappointment where someone has really, really let you down. Now, the disappointment that you have felt could be a little disappointment or it could be something that is really severe that you're kind of carrying around with you. This feeling is really sadness. This feeling is obviously the disappointment, like I said, because you didn't think things were gonna be the way they are. Someone wasn't going to be who they now are showing you that they want to be or are. And so learning how to handle your anger, your resentment in a healthy way is so, so important. It's just like being able to manage and handle your fears, your self-talk, you know, being able to motivate yourself, being able to not procrastinate. And so learning how to manage this in your life so you can have a great life and not just managing it to kind of like push it aside, because that's not what I'm all about on this channel. We're not pushing anything under the rug, but like learning how do I actually do this stuff like in a healthy way. Now, one of the first things I'm gonna say, and I know there's a lot of people, it's probably not gonna like this, but this is the reality. Your resentment is yours. It's not anyone else's. I don't care what someone has done to you. And before I even go in any further, let's just say I have felt resentment. I have felt anger. I have felt disappointment. None of what I'm saying is something that you can just snap your fingers and be like, okay, here we go. I'm gonna do this. This is a practice that you have to start practicing and implementing. The more you do it, it will get easier and easier. But step number one is you have to acknowledge that any feelings that you feel, anger, frustration, resentment, sadness, etc., is your feelings. You are having these feelings regardless of what someone else does to you. And the reason why I kind of start off with that is because that is the self-empowerment place. Like that is the place that you want to be, because now you have control over where I go and you're not letting outside factors like have a control over your life and your happiness. You are choosing to either stay here or you're choosing to learn how to begin to like move through this experience. Now, when we feel a disappointment, either an abandonment, a betrayal, etc., obviously our ego is gonna be bruised and obviously our wounded self is going to be affected and it's going to feel hurt. Just to make things really simple, let's just say that there are two sides to ourselves, right? We have this logical side and we have this emotional side. So our emotional side is usually where that inner child lives. It's usually where ego lives. So it's the part of you that is very reactive. It's the part of you that like takes offense, that like thinks I'm not enough, like all of those things. So inner child, ego, we'll kind of put that all on one side. Our logical self is the parent in us. It's the soul. It's the intuition. It's the one that knows right and wrong. It's logical, right? So when we're in these feelings of real anger and resentment, what happens is we're just very much in that emotional state and we're not really tapping into that logical state enough. And the reason why it's important to balance the two is because obviously if you're in one side more than the other, then that's not healthy. where it's healthy is being able to balance both, because both need validation, both need to be heard and felt and dealt with, and then begin coasting and moving through them. So we're not staying stuck in one place. If we're stuck in resentment, then we're stuck in a victim mentality. We're stuck in allowing someone or something to have control over us. We're stuck in letting that kind of inner child or that ego take over. So if I'm stuck in a feeling of anger and resentment, then I'm very much on this left side. I'm very much stuck in the ego. I'm stuck in the wounded child. Usually the ego is very angry, and usually the wounded child is very sad. So both need validation. Okay, I see you, anger. I get it. I would be angry too. That's a valid thing, right? In order to really move through this, you have to be able to validate every single feeling that you have. You feel angry by what happened to you, that's healthy, right? And so most of us can do that very, very easily. But now, then we gotta go to the next step. We gotta be able to go to that inner child and say, okay, you feel sad. That's really the core feeling of what you're feeling. The ego is just kind of like the representative that was right in front of that child and going, I'm mad at you. But once that goes away, what you really feel is the sadness. You feel the disappointment, you feel the letdown, and that's where the real like emotional pain kind of comes from. The anger, if you stay in anger and you can't ever get to the sadness, then you're never gonna heal. Okay, ladies, this one is for you. I want to show you what it means to be a high value woman. I am offering a bootcamp all for my ladies out there, where I am going to teach you how to take charge of your life and set a path for your future that you are happy about and excited for. In this bootcamp, you will learn how to create positive and healthy self-talk. You will learn how to set boundaries. You will learn how to create the happiness and peace that you desire. We are going to tackle a variety of topics, and that's why this bootcamp is so, so different, because we are tackling all areas of life. We are tackling career and your finances and relationships and love and your health and your physical body and your social life and your girlfriends. And you know, the part that's so exciting about this bootcamp is this course will actually hit every area of your life for a complete guide on how to create a fulfilling life. Now, I don't care who you talk to, we all want a little piece of that. So start learning the skills that are necessary in order for you to have everything you've ever wanted and desired. No more waiting around for something or someone else to begin to fill you up and make you happy. You have the ability to create that happiness all on your own, just with what you have right now. This is just about learning the skills that you probably never learned in order to have all those areas of your life feel happy, content, and fulfilled. It is your time to begin creating this happiness for yourself. So sign up today on my website. All of the links are below.
Now, being able to kind of sit in that sadness, then it's like, okay, so I'm sitting in the sadness of disappointment. Now what do I do? At that point, like any, think of a child and then think of that logical side, that parent, that best friend, that coach. What would that side do? That would obviously help you through what it is you're feeling. So if my best friend is feeling absolutely devastated by something that's happened to her and she's sad, I'm not going to sit near her and cry with her throughout this whole conversation. I'm going to be a little logical. I'm going to be, of course, loving and empathetic and all of those other things to gently guide her out of that space, but I'm going to help her by remembering what is the reality. I'm going to rationalize the situation for her because she's becoming too emotional and she's going down a rabbit hole, versus pulling her out a little bit and having her see everything for kind of what it is. When I started really learning how to do this for myself, this was an absolute game changer, because number one, if I take responsibility for how I feel, then I get to choose. Do I want to stay down the rabbit hole? Do I want to stay in this space? Do I want to stay with resentment? Or do I want to choose to move on and be happy? That right there has to be like the first thing that you do. You have to choose whether or not you want to stay in a space. It doesn't mean that we're invalidating what you went through. That doesn't mean that you're invalidating that you're still upset at times, that you're still angry at times. And this is why I said this is a process, especially if whoever you have resentment towards, you have to see and deal with on some level. So when you're talking about co-parenting with someone who's narcissistic, when you're talking about dealing with an ex on any level, when you're talking about anyone that's in your life, a parent, a cousin, or whoever, that you know I'm gonna have to see at some point in time. They're going to bring everything up. They're gonna bring all this to the surface again, and this is another opportunity for you to practice this stuff. The more you begin practicing it, it gets easier and easier. It's not something that you'll always have to be practicing letting go and resentment and all that stuff. It'll just start to just fade away. But when you don't choose which direction you want to go in, then you're constantly just at a crossroads and you're stuck. And that's why people stay stuck for years, because they don't do these simple things of saying, I'm choosing to move on. I'm choosing to focus on, okay, what is coming out of this that is a bit of a positive, right? I mean, quite frankly, the positive is, if you're resentful towards someone, maybe they're not in your life anymore, maybe they abandoned you, maybe they lied to you, whatever. Number one, maybe they're not in your life at all anymore. And that's a good thing, because if someone's not right for you and someone's not healthy to be in your life, they shouldn't be in your life. Number two, you learned something from this situation. There you go, golden nugget right there. So I think it's really important to learn. And this is what I talk about all the time on this channel. I talk about it with my private clients, programs all day long, is being able to have that inner conversation where you can move through things. You can get yourself out of a space, because so often we sit in resentment really because we're on autopilot. We're not consciously thinking, and we're not consciously choosing, what do we want to feel? What do we want to believe? Do we want to stay stuck here? All of those things are choices. And so when you love yourself and you don't want to just sit in mucky water forever, you want to move on, then when the sadness comes up, when the anger comes up, you're going to deal with that right front and center. You're not going to feed it. You're not going to suppress it. You're going to want to deal with it so you can continue to heal and move on. So I hope that that has helped you in any way, shape, or form understand resentment a little bit better, understand the process of letting go. I think you really, really have to put your own happiness first. It doesn't mean, and I know we've heard these kind of things time and time again, but it doesn't mean that someone gets a pass. It just means that you're choosing to move on. You're choosing to not let this take over forever. Right? So I think it's just about making those choices of wanting to move on and not staying stuck. Because believe me, it's easy to stay stuck. You could stay bitter and angry all day long, but the only person that really suffers is you. No one else does. So that about wraps it up. Thanks guys so much for all of your support. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and I will see you next week.